Shut the front door. It's going back door. Episode 62. Johnny Walker fight. The most white name given to a Brazilian guy that doesn't speak English. Hilarious.
Hello, penetrators. Welcome to Going Back Door, episode 62. We're here again at Todd's. It doesn't smell like cat piss this week, so that's positive.
Yep.
Thank you for finally getting your shit together.
You don't even have a fucking lighter, do you?
No, I don't have a lighter.
Yeah, that's right. Don't give him a lighter. Fuck this guy.
Please?
If I can't have my nicotine this whole time, you're not.
Do you have a lighter?
I gave you half a Subway cookie. Don't do it.
Yeah, that's right. If I have to go nicotine-less, you do too.
Okay, this is going to be a real quick episode because I'm going to freak the fuck out.
It's going to be a bunch of anger.
It's going to be me very, very fucking angry. Very, very, very angry.
And slow.
I am your lovely host, Dalton. Dog. I don't even know where the fuck that went. God damn it.
It landed right on the fucking.
Thank you. Okay. Let's retry this again.
Yeah.
I'm your lovely host, Dalton. To my right is my lovely co host. You know him, you love him. Todd. He is, he's here. He's you know, a person, I guess. I suck at this intro shit.
Yeah.
We're currently joined with his therapist.
We look like two versions of Sneeko.
Who the fuck is Sneeko?
Alright, goddammit. Not Sneeko, fucking Sweko the Kid. Fuck. Goddammit. We both look like Sweko the Kid.
Okay, like, you look like Sweko if he had no money. You know, like... If he worked, like, a regular job... Like,
you don't even
if
have
he worked at Walmart, you would be him, right? You look like Sweko if he joined, like, a goth band in the early 2000s.
He exclusively started banging, like, 16-year-old guys.
Fuck. You motherfucker.
Hey, what's worse? He's stuck with 45-year-old Walmart cashier pussy. Okay?
Will you shut up, bitch?
This episode is sponsored by Domestic Violence. Remember, domestic violence. It's always the answer.
So hard for the last 2 days. I was
really.
Wow. Yeah.
I was kidding.
Dumb as shit. Nothing that matters. She's been having a pinched nerve in her hip, so she's real testy. And I'm an asshole, so I like to push it. So then it turns into a screaming match about nothing. Wow. Yeah, she texted me while she was in the other room. To bring her a drink, and then gave me attitude when I didn't look at my fucking phone.
Man, she gave me attitude because you didn't answer your phone.
I swear to God.
I'm about looking at her like, yep, see your legs in a heartbeat, walk in there.
I just realized I forgot to introduce our guest properly, too.
This is a fucking guy. I don't know.
I'm the guy.
This is my good friend.
Shut the fuck up. That's the guy. He's just a guy, alright? He's a fucking guy, alright? It's a fucking guy we brought in to talk about fucking stuff, alright?
This is the step ahead of
Shut
the homeless
the
man.
Fuck up, Dalton. God.
Don't interrupt my man in his monologue.
So
you
yeah,
dumb
this
bitch.
This is the fucking guy. Bitch, shut up. I swear to God. This is the fucking guy. All right, you can talk.
Can I
all
talk
out
now?
For now. Now you're playing a dangerous game, little dog.
I'm just gonna.
You're just gonna push my cat.
How dare you touch my pussy?
This just
don't cock-block me.
Animals.
It's the most pussy I've gotten in months.
That cat just as much as everybody else does.
Nah, he's pretty cool.
Is my mic even on?
Is mine?
Yeah, it's on. Yours isn't picking up shit, Noah.
Well, I mean, I'm barely talking.
Is yours on?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his is on.
Okay.
Yeah. We're good.
Anthony Lionheart Smith.
I didn't have the volume turned up right on the interface. That's my bad.
Good one.
Producer of the month, you know?
He's got a lot of new tattoos.
Some of them I don't understand.
The one on his chest kind of retarded.
The one on his stomach kind of retarded.
It's the same. I think it's all one and the same. It's like a weird.
Tribal sleeve on his left arm. Retarded.
He's had that since he started.
I think tribal tattoos are fucking stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah, they really are.
Dalton, you look like a guy who would get a tribal sleeve.
I'm going to be honest with you. I've thought about it, you know?
Bro, you know what I used to fucking tell just him all the time years ago?
Wait, didn't he call
I just put him in full tap out here.
Yeah.
Full tap out swag.
He's exactly their fan.
Didn't he do like post fight
yeah.
shit?
Yeah, he's okay, he does analysis for him and stuff. He's been in the UFC twice. He got beaten so badly by Glover Teixeira that he had 6 teeth fall out.
That Japanese tiger looks pretty good.
Is he in the clan?
No.
Do you think he does good graphic work?
No, he does a podcast. He doesn't. He talks. That's it.
Oh, he's not a graphics guy, so he's not in the clan.
He's not.
He's not in the clan. Follow up. Last week, Noah Todd told me that the Nazis do great graphic work. So he's wanting a logo done by Nazis.
Hugo Boss. I'm just saying, bro. They made the Nazi uniforms.
You look like a man who didn't know what he signed up for.
No, I did. I know. I'm just not sure how to respond to that. Maybe I'm a little off my game today.
But yeah, the clothing brand Hugo Boss. They made Nazi uniforms. You're welcome.
Hey, we're not sponsoring them. We've got our own merch.
Yeah, I know. I'm just telling people that
first
so they
day.
Know.
First day with the new shirts. And they are...
Too dick.
They are very thick and very hot and too
thin. What, the dicks or the shirt?
Both.
Oh, okay.
So Dalton's been addicted.
To dick.
To dick.
Addicted. Dick down.
Dick up. Dick down. Dick east. Dick west. Dick left. Dick right.
It was a stupid slogan. Here you guys are tearing apart my dreams. Son of a bitch. Can we start playing some of your stand-ups so I can make fun of it?
I didn't go this week, so I don't have any set. We can show Noah some of my stand-up if you want. Fuck.
I don't know, man. I think I only watch funny comedians.
Especially
when
your first
stand-up, I definitely was dyslexic. Get fucked. So... Have you started writing yet?
I stay writing, bitch.
I mean, like, you know. Have you started, though?
What the fuck?
I feared this would be the week you'd really get into your writing. You know?
Yes.
I mean, the Suns lost. They're out of the playoffs, finally.
Yep.
Has K-Wood bragged about it?
Nope.
Yeah,
nope.
To you?
Nope, because I angrily in the group chat put out a rant. And then stopped watching the game. Why is the microphone getting all limp dick on me, Bolly? All right. I stopped watching the game about halfway through because I knew they were down 20 and it wasn't going to come back. So I just gave up.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, it was...
What did they end up losing by?
20.
20?
It was pretty 30. Goddamn close.
I mean, they were down 30 at halftime.
Down 30 at halftime.
Yeah, no, it was a bad game. Very bad game. Campaign looks like he should have been the starting point guard the whole season, which fucking hilarious. No. He scored like our first 5 points.
Was Campaign the best player in that? I didn't watch the
I
game.
Think Campaign statistically was the best player. Because Devin Booker
God.
Didn't do shit.
That's rough.
KD back didn't do up. Much.
Okay. What's your NBA team, Noah? You can just bullshit us if you really want to right now.
You just
now.
Lie. Lie to our face. I don't care.
You're a Braves fan. We'll say you're a Hawks fan.
Definitely not the fucking Lakers.
Okay, so big Trae Young guy, right?
Huh?
Trae Young.
Just roll with it.
Sure, Trae yeah. Young. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
You would look like you're in a small light-skinned guys.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Small light-skinned guys.
Steph Curry, 100%.
Okay, Trae Young kind of looks like Steph Curry if Steph Curry had pubes for hair.
Like listen, Steph Curry does have pubes for hair, but they're very fucking like nice pubes.
These ones are long and stringy. Like yeah. It's like if you took black people's hair and added too much white to it, so it got long and awkward.
Have you ever seen a Puerto Rican meth head? It's basically that.
Have like seen a Puerto Rican?
Puerto Rican meth head.
Okay. No.
No?
Specifically that amount.
What?
What? What'd you got?
Campaign 31 points, 7-9 behind the 3-point line. and 12-16 from the field.
Really? Yeah, campaign was. Yeah, like I said, campaign was her best fucking player.
Durant had 23. That was the next closest.
Okay.
All that fucking money for what, you dinosaur built bitch?
Yeah. So what should they do next? Moving forward, Todd, you had thoughts on what they should do?
All right. We have absolutely no money, so we're gonna have to try to trade Ayton for at least two players at the league minimum.
They're getting Nikola Vucevic.
I'll fucking take it.
Nikola Vucevic and...
They still can't get a bench, though. They have no money. Yeah. If they get rid of Ayton, they can probably fill up a few spots.
They can get two people. That's it.
I saw a rumor that the Bulls were willing to maybe trade Vucevic and DeRozan.
DeRozan for Ayton.
And I really don't like that idea.
I'll fucking take that.
Jesus Christ.
I'll fucking take the fuck out of that. That sounds like a good goddamn deal to
me. Yeah, of course you will.
That sounds like a Chicago-ass deal.
You'll get
what do you mean?
Two All-Stars for
Ayton? Where the fuck else am I going to put him? On the fucking floor, dummy.
Well, no, what position on the floor?
Four.
Durant's the four.
You put Durant at the four. You put DeRozan at the three.
Who's going to play the five? I'm not going to have white-ass Landell doing jump ball and embarrass the man.
It's Phoenix. Poverty.
Yeah, I don't know. See what Robin Lopez is doing.
Yeah.
May I suggest... Oh, even better. DeAndre Ayton for Rudy Gobert straight up. What do you think about that?
We don't have DeAndre Ayton.
No, you have...
Where the fuck is DeAndre Ayton coming to this play?
No. You trade DeAndre Ayton for Rudy Gobert.
We don't have DeAndre Ayton, you fucking retard. Yes, we do. I don't know who the fuck I was thinking of. Yep. So I've given up on Ayton. Shut up, bitch! Someone take him.
I'm waiting for the day she comes in here and smacks you right on the camera.
We'll fight, I don't care.
And I will die of laughter right here, right now.
I'll double leg that bitch and feed her about four or five elbows right down the fucking smacker.
I just noticed...
Right down her fucking cocksucker, I swear to God.
But after all the fighting's done, he's going to be on his hands and knees kissing her ass.
I just want to point out...
After I beat the fuck out of her, yeah.
This camera angle makes Noah look like he's way bigger than us. Like, you look jacked right now. And then he flexes, and, well, it kind of shows that
it's the same size. Wow.
Yeah.
I have no muscle mass.
You go from, like, when you're like this, you look like you're like Hulk Hogan, and then you start flexing, and it's like, oh, wait, no, he's
Perel's
the same
Hilton
size as him.
Showed up. Nice.
Nah, bro. I may have put on weight, but it all went to my stomach and my ass.
All went to your stomach? What did you... You were telling me earlier that you changed your diet. What did you do?
Exactly? I didn't change my diet. I kind of just got a diet.
Oh, you just started eating more.
Yes, I started eating. That's literally it.
So this wasn't like you were trying to put on weight kind of thing? It was just you start eating
No, it
more.
Was me trying to put on weight.
Oh.
Yeah, I switched doctors, and then my new doctor, like, I don't know, it was fucking... I don't know, like, I think it was like 22, 23 when this happened.
Okay.
And I was like 109 pounds at 6 foot.
Rough.
Right?
Rough. I was like 120.
And he's
for
like,
a long
he's
time.
Like, dude, you gotta, like, you're like dangerously close to like, it's like, fuck, what? So like severely underweight.
Yeah. Oh, being like,
I was severely underweight.
And shit.
But, like, yeah. I was about to be like,
malnutritioned and
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hmm.
Yeah, and then I just started eating.
Hello, penetrators. We're here with a new sponsor we've got here at Going Backdoor Podcast and GBD Studios. It's called Dubby. Check it out. Pretty great. Website right there, you know, dubby.gg. Promo code GBD Pod. That's going to save you about 10%. It's going to save you 10%.
Across the board. Across on everything you order. 10% off.
Mm-hmm. And then this is their newest flavor. It's pretty fire, minus the cat hair. But it's pretty good. It's pretty good.
Callio Cream. It is a mango orange dreamsicle concoction that is pretty tantalizing and lovely.
Delicious is what it is, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fire. All their flavors are great. I've tried them all. They're amazing. You can get these fucking... Oh, this way. These cups, they're great.
There's waifu cups with bitches with no titties. That's pretty cool, right, Dubby?
Yeah, pretty PG.
Pedophiles.
Yeah, that's what I meant by PG.
Pedophile. pedophiles generally.
On that note, back to the show.
Back to the show.
Wow. I wish I could get a doctor to tell me I'm malnutritious.
It took me a few years.
I always get the opposite, you know?
I think you're over-nutritioned.
Like, hey, fat ass.
You're mega-nutritioned, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, I get...
Dalton, if there's a real-life South Park, you'd be carpet.
Hey, Mike, suck my balls, okay?
No,
suck my balls.
Dalton would be Butters.
No.
No.
I would definitely be
Butters.
I've
heard the Butters.
You're definitely Jimmy.
What do you mean?
You definitely are Jimmy.
I'm not physically disabled.
Mike agrees.
Just mentally. All right?
I mean, come on, guys.
What a terrific audience.
See, you do the voice too well. You do the voice too well. You didn't even bust that one out. He already knew.
Whoa, what a terrific audience.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Jimmy. We just gotta...
Do you like fish sticks?
We're gonna get you in a horrific car accident.
Yeah. Dalton, do you like fish sticks?
Do you like putting them in your mouth?
I love fish sticks.
What are you, a gay fish?
Yeah, sure.
Shut up! I am not a gay fish.
Kanye. I just please get it, man. Please.
Well, even after all this fucking time, if I ever met Kanye, I would ask him that.
If he was a gay fish, yeah.
Yeah. No, I'd be like, do you like fish sticks? And I swear to God, I hope that motherfucker forgot, because he probably did, because, I mean, it's Kanye.
He's fucking psychotic. If he's on his meds, he'll probably just be like, ah. But if he's off his meds, he might try to, like, kill you.
Just pull some Lil Wayne shit.
Just lights a lighter. That's how you rap, right? You just fucking, you get a lighter and just,
oh my God.
Yeah, right?
Is this where we're devolving? Are we going back to rapping? On
oh, we'll do White Boy Freestyles again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
What, we going to do that shit, who was it? P. Davidson and Timothy Chalamet on SNL?
Skate!
Yeah.
Oh my God.
You never love me, Mom.
There's nothing that we've done on this podcast that has kept me awake at night except for freestyle rapping.
That honestly does... It's the most bothering thing we've ever put
up. It really is, because it's so cringe.
It's so awful.
It's so bad. Yeah. Like,
which is why I will not be attempting that.
There's a good half hour.
You can't be a pussy your whole life. Rapping. You've already been avoiding it. Give me that.
Come on.
Give me that. That was nice.
Come on, Noah. You got to try it. Here, I'll give you a beat.
He can't hear the fucking beat, you retard.
Yeah, I don't have the speaker yet. But go
He's
ahead.
He's just playing the Soviet National Anthem.
It's Soviet National Anthem. You got this.
Dalton's a bitch. Thank you.
Dalton's a bitch. Oh, yeah!
Perfect. Yeah.
Okay.
Dalton.
I tried, tried to help you out.
Tater.
Okay,
Todd.
Here we go. Yeah, no one to point out that I am missing a nickname.
Yeah. Fucking Tater Todd. Because he looks like a tater tot.
My name's Todd, though. We can't have that.
We can have Tater Todd, and then we can have Faggot Todd.
You've already got Dalton Todd.
Yeah, that's why you have to be in the front of everything.
So all this is just like...
You have to. It has to be Todd and Dalton, so Dalton, it's not Dalton Todd. And,
are you just having a psychotic break, and I'm just like the extroverted part of your personality showing itself?
Is none of us are real, Todd.
I mean,
you've been.
This is all in your head, bro.
Dalton, you're the only person that I'm convinced is real. Because you're so dumb.
No AI can be that fucking retarded. You know how long I watched you struggle with this goddamn table? Clearly, I know you're real. You dumb fuck. I wouldn't make some figment of my imagination be that fucking stupid.
I have not seen this motherfucker in, like, over 2 years, and he still has the exact same fucking jokes. Nothing has changed. Your beard grew up a little bit more from your neck. That's about it.
He didn't grow up with that beard, sure did.
Jesus Christ. So I feel like the jokes have evolved a little bit. No?
No, not really.
No? Maybe a deeper voice? Maybe grogglier voice? What?
Give me one of them, Daddy.
You want a cigarette?
I mean, like, maybe gravelier, but that's because you started smoking, you dumb slut.
Yeah, I'm getting angry. I just realized that, like, yeah, I'm getting grumpy over here for no reason.
Can't, let me see that, Daddy. Pass me that, Daddy.
What's the word?
I'll fucking...
Here.
No,
here.
We'll
no.
Give me your fucking face,
no,
bitch.
No.
Come here.
Give me a salute.
Give me a salute. Salute.
Hey.
All right, good enough. Yeah, do that. Do that. Yeah. Do that. Do that again. Do that again.
You jackass.
Come on, do it again.
Don't. Why are you telling me to Zig Heil, Dalton, you racist?
No, that's how you shoot baskets, homie. Now, speaking
light
of the,
it right in the middle.
Speaking of the Zig Heil,
this is gross.
Y'all know what the difference between a Nazi and a gay guy is?
What, you don't like these cigarettes?
The elbow. 45 degrees.
Wow.
That one usually kills. I see Dalton doesn't.
You should try it on stage. It might be fucking.
I'll tell you one joke that I told on stage.
What is it?
Two frogs walk into a bar. One frog asks the bartender for a whiskey, and the other frog goes, "Oh my god, a talking frog." That's it.
Okay. Did you actually go on stage?
Open mic night.
You really did?
Where at? Yeah.
Wow.
Jackson Avenue Coffee in Charleston.
Mm. They have an open mic?
Yeah, every Thursday. 7 to 9. Not sponsored.
Is there any, are there any rules with it?
I might see how many times I can get away with saying faggot on stage.
Keep it somewhat family friendly. I think we're like PG-13.
Okay. Oh, okay. Because Crackers only has one rule of don't say the F word.
Well,
or the N word.
My cousin used to go there before he moved to fucking dumbass to Chicago, and he'd fucking sing a song that just was like, at the end of it was just like Hail Satan over and over again.
Wow.
Best ever metal band from Denton, I think is what they're called.
Hmm.
I don't know.
I didn't realize they did stand up there, though.
One guy does.
Huh. I feared they'd be so,
No, there's a bunch of queers there.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Oh, sick.
Yeah.
A lot of them are... There's a lot of gay motherfuckers from, the Mattoon High School, drama club.
Yeah, go there. That place has always been filled with, that. It's always, the band kids.
It's actually really... It's really cool there.
Oh, is it?
The vibe's cool. Huh. I mean, it's weird now for me.
Yeah, I haven't been there. When I went there,
wait,
in
no,
high
it's not. You're still trying to bang the 16-year-olds. God damn it. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, I mean, my ex is the manager there.
Oh, ooh. Yeah. Oof. Ooh. Ooh. That's weird.
Wow. That's a fun story.
Wow.
Yeah, Dalton, I was in a relationship for a whole fucking year.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Broke up with him in March.
What happened? Did she get pregnant and then.
It was obviously a fucking dude retard.
Yeah. I'm being discreet with they, them pronouns, my guy.
Oh, wow. Hi, I'm retarded. How are you?
It's a plural with a dick, dummy.
Bro, I fucking wish.
It's so hard to tell anymore. It really is. I'm sorry. Okay.
That's the fun.
I literally had a friend that was like, yeah, my new... I'm not going to name names, obviously. But I had a friend that was like, yeah, my new boyfriend... And it's
and
dude,
you were clearly
right?
looking
and I'm
at
like,
the lady.
Okay, whatever, I don't judge. And then he's like, yeah, I was eating his pussy the other day.
Bro,
and I'm like,
eaten,
hold up, pause.
Boy pussy? That shit's hot
pause.
As fuck. Yeah, I hooked up with a trans dude like a month and a half ago.
Oh, okay.
Shit was fire.
Just mind blown. I don't know. This should probably...
I mean, I'm
going to stop while I'm ahead.
At this point, Dalton's sex to you in any capacity is mind-blowing.
Hey, you know what? It's
are
been a while.
Still, are you still up to just one?
Two.
Oh, two different times or two different people?
Two different people.
He doesn't know about so? You getting Three. Cucked in Brazil, does he?
Nice. Whoa.
Watch episode
I'm sorry.
36.
I'm sorry. No. We're
diving
to
in.
Okay.
Dalton got cucked in Brazil, Indiana, my good sir.
Here, I'll give you the rundown.
Was
okay?
it consensual?
No.
It wasn't like a literal cuck.
I didn't literally get cucked.
The situation was a cuck.
If I can tell you the story in a shortened form. Basically, the girl I was hooking up with last time, right? Mm-hmm. She called me one day and was like, hey, my car broke down in Brazil, Indiana. Can you
great.
Come pick me up? So
the answer should have been no.
Should have been. But I thought, oh, I like this girl. I'm going to do it. So I went.
White knighting.
Yeah.
He went white knighting. That's what he did.
Yeah. I went all the way there.
Got into the fun white knighting.
Got to the bar she was at. She was hanging out with another dude. And I'm like, and she's like, oh, it's just a friend. So I'm like, okay, cool, whatever. Waited a good hour out in the car for her. Because she's like, I'll be out in a minute. Went back to the bar. She was nowhere to be found. She dipped out somehow.
Dipped
out.
Were in the bathroom?
No. Like, her whole group that she was with was gone.
Are you sure they weren't in the bathroom?
There were like
in
five
Brazil,
or
Indiana?
Six of
Are you sure they weren't in the bathroom, Dalton?
No, I'm sure. Because
it's like you don't do party drugs.
I went, had a few drinks, sat at the bar, and then I'm talking to the bartender. He's like, yeah, this chick left her purse. And I was like, oh, like, what's the name on it? And he told me. I was like, oh, that's the girl I was supposed to meet here. Well, then she shows up like 5 minutes later because I texted her like, hey, your purse is still at the bar.
Should have just fucking taken it.
I should have. There are so many goddamn mistakes in this fucking...
Take the money and her fucking ID.
And then just leave the purse outside.
You can't do shit with it, but, I mean, she
doesn't have it. It just creates a huge inconvenience for her life.
Exactly.
Because the DMV sucks.
Yeah, literally cut the bitch in half on the way home.
And it's like, what? They're like $40 now.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like 35, $40 for a replacement ID.
Yeah.
But instead, you got...
Which isn't a lot, but, like, at the same time, like, that's $40.
That she wasn't expecting to spend. It's exactly. Just a gigantic fuck you, bitch.
She ain't gonna have her purse anyways, so she should
have a look. Well, are you...
God damn.
This is the most trash Dalton's has been on this podcast.
And trashed?
No, just the most trashy behavior. You lit a cigarette while still smoking a cigarette.
Bro, you're chain-smoking fucking blacks.
Yes, I am.
So you're weak in Tinder?
And these cigarettes.
So you're weak in Tinder? God damn it. No one got it.
I used to smoke these bitches too. That's just wild.
I used to smoke those. Those are fucking... They're something.
I mean, they're not as good as reds, but like reds are fucking expensive. Like these are the next
I prefer the blacks to the reds. Reds are just...
Yeah, red people suck.
If I had...
Shut the fuck off. That's not racist. Lying.
That's why we put them all on reservations.
He's
bro.
Not lying.
That's why they're the worst, bro. We actually kept the black people at least in the house, you know? No, some of them.
Some of them.
Bro, this is a deep racist joke. Bye.
God damn it. Okay.
So, Todd, thoughts on slavery?
Ah, it was a choice.
I don't know how we're going to outdo this on the Patreon, but somehow we'll get it done, doggy. Don't worry.
You'll take your shirt off.
I mean, we're just introducing topics. We're not even diving in.
Yeah, we're not even diving in.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, stay tuned.
Exactly. There's a reason to sign up for the Patreon, that one lady.
Yeah, the one lady.
That one?
Hey, no. Here's an idea for you.
No, she didn't even sign up for it.
If you can get your ex's credit card, sign up for the Patreon.
Oh, yeah, you should do that, too. Get your ex's credit card information, sign up for our Patreon.
Dude. I don't know, man.
No, fuck that, dude. Oh, fuck that guy. Yeah, piece of shit. Fuck that guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy.
He probably sucks.
Yeah, yeah.
He probably doesn't even give good head.
No, actually, they didn't give
good head. Shut up. Oh, wow.
Wait, I was right. Let's go.
Fuck yeah.
Wait. I was the second person they'd ever, like, had sex with. And it was, like, one person before me. It was one person before me one time.
So basically, you had sex with Dalton.
Believe it or not.
I'm not fist bumping you on that.
Believe it or not, dude, it was... way better than Dalton.
Okay. Here's a question. Here's a question for you guys, okay?
What?
How long can you hold yourself up?
How long can I hold myself up?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What's the context?
Wow, like,
there's different reasons here.
Never mind.
Like, are you talking like when you're on top type shit?
Yeah, of course.
Are you talking about like holding your dick up?
Or like crucifixion?
Because that's 5 seconds.
How many chin-ups can you do?
Depends on what round I'm with your mother.
Alright, now Dalton's trying to make fucking your family jokes.
I will fuck your sister, Dalton. I swear to God.
This will be Noah's last time on the podcast.
Thankfully.
He will be in the back of Todd's trunk.
So he'll be in the back of the car.
He'll be in the back of the car.
He'll be in the back airspace.
Like imagine, just imagine the idiocracy of this. Me tying him up, putting him in the back of the car, and then like Todd driving down the road and Noah hopping out like, that fucking idiot couldn't figure that out. This would be this easy.
Just rolls over the back seat.
Yeah,
from
he
the
just
trunk.
Rolls over the back seat like, fucking idiot. It's a hatchback.
I mean, that's if you can get me tied up without me moaning.
And then I'm going to be bricked up. I mean, makes it even harder. You
and
know?
Then you might just... This just in, Dalton will do sexual assault. Got him. Got him. Chris Hansen,
Will.
Come on in. Chris, where you at, buddy?
Will.
Unfortunately, Jerry's no longer with us, so we can't do that shit.
There's no way Dalton's going to be a...
Nah, dude, yeah. Jerry Springer did gay shit.
No, did he?
On and off the show, yeah.
Yeah, just ask Dalton's dad.
I mean, there
fan.
Is
allegedly nothing, off the show.
There is nothing gayer than telling another grown man that you are the father. You know.
I see you got a new flavor of W.
Oh,
big
I did
boy.
Get a new flavor.
I do want to. I want to take a little. Dad, the one's taking a little picture of this. Galaxy Grenade.
That is maybe my favorite flavor.
It
to
looks
be honest.
Fucking bomb.
It's fucking amazing. It's watermelon lime.
Ooh, 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 baby.
Fucking amazing.
God damn, that's actually... Can I get a scoop of this?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to make me a little drink.
Yeah, yeah. Go for it. Go for it. Do one scoop, though. One scoop.
No, I'm gonna
you don't
do want to...
You don't want to do two. That's too much. Trust me.
You don't know my body. I know my body.
Welcome to Going Back Door, where Todd's going to see God here in a minute.
God. Which God?
And or become him.
Jesus.
Allah.
Or no, Zeus.
No, Zeus. Allah.
Zeus, Jesus.
Allah.
I get him confused.
Yeah, Allah.
Allah. No.
Oh.
But if there was a religion I would join, it's definitely Muslim.
Islam.
Nah, Muslim.
Jews.
I want to say Muslim.
Jews. I'd join the Jewish people.
Because, you know, we eat cows, just not pigs.
I'd no, you Jewish. Can call yourself Muslim if you want.
No, it's very religious. I forgot about that.
No, the fuck I'm not.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Sorry.
He's very religious.
I forgot.
Very religious.
We did one half
you,
to spot.
You wanna tell us about that?
I'm a Christaholic.
Religious. You're a Christaholic?
I'm celibate.
Yeah.
You're really into God?
Yeah, he goes to AA meetings for it, too, yeah. That's how much of an addict he is about
dude,
God.
I'm just ready to fucking die so I can, like, just fuck this fucking sandal-wearing motherfucker.
Do you have...
Bro, give me any brown guy wearing sandals and a fucking in a robe. Probably
God,
suck him.
I hope I die the same day you do, Noah. Just so I can get.
So you can watch me get into heaven and you not.
Just watch. No, I want to get to the gate.
No, I want to be behind you in the line for heaven so I can watch you get rejected.
No, I want to watch you.
You didn't do anything wrong. You're just fucking ugly.
I just want to watch you walk up to God and go, time to get fucked. That's all I want.
Not the
and
big
I'm
man.
I'm good to go to hell.
No, no, no. Know? Just Jesus.
Just Jesus?
Just Jesus. Jesus. Jesus! That's the sound he's going to make.
That's pretty good. I like that a lot.
This shit's amazing.
Mm. Nah, bro. You know, Jesus was a carpenter, so you know that man is good with wood.
He's good at shaping and forming wood into his mouth and anus.
10% off. 10% off. GBD pod.
Bro, he could shape your cock to make you fuck your own ass.
GBD pod.
The only way he would do that is if he gave me a gender reassignment surgery to give me an outie to an innie. That was a good one.
Are you talking about belly buttons right now?
No, it's the only way I could stimulate my prostate with my own cock. As if it, like, touched
you know
back.
That's... People can do that, right?
Yeah.
People can twist their fucking dicks up under their gooch.
Yeah.
Just...
Yeah. And you're smoking half a cigarette. All right.
It went out.
And we're topping Dalton lighting another cigarette with another one while still smoking one. He relit a half cigarette.
I swear to
cigarette.
God, Dalton.
Don't make us watch you give yourself cancer in one foul swoop.
You're going to give yourself stage 4 in 2 hours.
You remember back in the day when, like, everybody else smoked but I didn't?
Yeah.
And they were like, dude, if Dalton gets cancer, oh my God.
We all
collectively
agreed, though, that if you started smoking, we were going to beat your ass.
Well.
Which apparently nobody fucking did, because here you are.
Yeah, yeah. I remember the day.
And he still can't fight.
Well, see, I also remember.
I can't either.
The one that was number one, like, I will beat your ass, was Zach. And then I remember the day that I started smoking, he's like, oh, you started smoking? Can I have a cigarette? Like, I think it was just like, it was a realization. Like,
did Zach have his
oh,
kid?
Oh, if I'm out of cigarettes, you have cigarettes.
Did Zach have his too. Kid yet?
Yeah, he's had his, the kid's almost like 2.
No, when you started smoking cigarettes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah, so clearly Zach does not give
yeah,
a fuck.
He
anymore.
Was like, yeah, you do that, go for it. No, it was before he had his kid. It was before he had his kid.
Mm.
Yeah.
God damn, it's good. So back to
to slavery was a choice with Todd, whatever the fuck his name is.
Gelliot.
Are you fucking serious?
No, it's Elliot. Yeah. Oh.
Bro, my fucking aunt's last name is Elliot.
She's probably a dumb bitch like me.
She fucking is. Sounds like a real Fox News cunt.
She probably smokes in the house.
Fucking apostolic. They're apostolic.
Fucking skirt wearing retard.
I didn't say it, Gretchen.
Of course this bitch's name is Gretchen.
Gretchen.
Gretchen's either like a crazy religious bitch or a hot goth lady.
I'm
That's
sensing
it.
A coupon
Yeah,
book.
No. Not goth.
Is there like a booklet of coupons in the house?
I don't know. I don't go over there.
Okay, well.
I don't like going over there. Nobody fucking talks to me.
Well, I guess they must be related because I don't like coming over here.
There is weed everywhere.
Yeah.
It is not the same.
Fair enough.
It is not the same. My aunt did just get a new puppy, though.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude.
A fucking...
What kind?
A vanilla lab.
Oh, fuck yeah. I fucking love labs,
bro,
dude.
She is cute as fuck.
Labs are the best. Dude, by far one of the best dogs of all time.
Your dog is getting so fucking big.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He's huge.
He's got a 90-pound German Shepherd.
Yeah.
And it's...
He's 3 years
dog.
Old.
Beautiful dog.
Yeah.
German Shepherds are dope.
Yeah.
Really good boys. Shut up. Keep fucking. Going. She's trying to play fucking Overwatch.
Fucking so.
Overwatch is for fucking nerds.
It's literally for gay black autistics because that's the only people who are mean to me.
The only thing worse than fucking Overwatch is League of Legends. Oh.
What's up?
We got a Legion faggot?
Yeah. Hey, Mega League faggot. I'm over level 460 in the game.
Point and case.
How am I the only one that is...
How do you not get laid?
Pussy? I mean, really.
He likes wrestling. Okay. Dude, just be gay. Like, it's obviously in your jeans.
That's what it is.
He's not wearing jeans.
No, I'm talking about his family. Yeah, I'm wearing booty shorts right now. Gotta show him them thighs, you know?
Don't make me fuck your brother to make you see the white.
I'm not...
We'll fucking spit roast him.
That's... Dylan's been
getting
Eiffel
cuter. Tower that motherfucker.
He's been getting cuter, boy.
When are we gonna do something?
Don't make me get up in there. Show him a good, what, 435 seconds of pure rage. Pure lust.
And then I'm going to your parents' room. Just gonna repaint the whole house.
Yeah, repainting the house in my car. I'm gonna say I could see how he could see that that was rape.
I'm gonna put your dad and your sister in a helicopter.
I'm gonna make that helicopter go down as I'm going down, you know what I'm saying? Brother! Hey, penetrators. Here at Going Back Door, you know what? We thought, fuck you and fuck your money. Give us your fucking money for
God
a fucking t-shirt and a hat.
Restart. Fucking phone. Oh, all right, try again.
Okay. Hey, penetrators. Here at Going Back Door, we had a meeting and we thought, you know what? Fuck you having your money. Give us your money for a t-shirt and a hat. Go visit our store. You can get to it from our website, dumbass, goingbackdoor.com, dummy. And there's a little tab that says GBD Shop. Go check it out. We got a wide selection of hats, t-shirts. We even got a book bag, a hoodie. Get whatever you want. Get your girl something. Embarrass
her. Get a Going Back Door dildo.
Get a look-alike MAGA hat and confuse black people you see in public until they read it and they're like, oh, no, you're just gay.
Get a... hat that looks suspiciously like we're trying to rip off band logos, you know?
Yeah.
Get a hat that looks like it might be an early 2000s, like one of those shitty bands you get at Warped Tour hats.
Our logo literally looks like a trapped cover band.
Everything about this is disgusting and hateful. It's fine, but whatever. Yeah, so go check it out.
And give us your fucking money.
Yeah, go to goingbackdoor.com/GBD shop. No promo, fuck you. Back to the show.
Penetrators.
We'll do.
We're going to fuck Dalton's dad? What? We're going to fuck his brother? What? We're going to fuck his sister, dude? What?
We're going to do the sequel to Kobe Bryant and 9/11 at the same fucking time.
And you know why? Because it's a stone cold hard truth.
I like how you mixed two wrestlers there.
I've been working on the Stone Cold Steve Austin thing since last week. I'm sorry.
You are the white arc truth.
I don't know how to take that. Okay.
Thank you, Mike, for laughing at that.
Like, R-Truth Kelly, the wrestler dude? No.
Did you just say R. Kelly?
Are you talking about Booker T?
No, I'm talking about R-Truth.
You said Booker T. Washington?
I said R-Truth Kelly.
King Booker!
R-Truth Kelly.
Yeah, I swear to God.
King Mo?
Yeah, his gimmick is he comes out and pisses on kids.
Fuck those kids, bro.
I thought that was a lot funnier.
Fuck the kids.
We laughed that. Wow. Okay.
Get good. I don't know. Get funny.
I was going to say funnier, but no, I'll stick with you. Just funny. Full stop.
Fuck R. Kelly anyway. He said crazy.
Yeah.
I'm sure someone's fucking R. Kelly.
I'm sure he's getting fucked.
Oh, he is absolutely somebody's bitch.
He's getting taken to pound.
Now, they're making him sing I Believe I Can Fly as they're gang raping him.
What, his song?
Yeah. I wish I could fly.
Yeah. I thought a girl wrote that.
No. No, it's R. Kelly.
I believe I can fly.
You know motherfuckers are pounding him and going like, dude, sing Hammer Time.
No, that wasn't him.
I know.
Oh.
They got him like, he's like a karaoke machine.
He's definitely
machine.
Not in one of the prisons he where fuck. Like drugs are like regulated. Or confiscated, I mean.
I mean, he's got to be on drugs, you know, for all
Isn't
that
he
ass
in
fucking...
Isn't he in an Illinois prison?
God, I hope so.
I thought he was in Chicago.
Wow, so...
He might be, actually.
Damn. So, if we want to fuck R. Kelly, we just have to get arrested.
Dude, let's just get him on the podcast.
Yo, you guys want to know something fucking crazy?
You fucked R. Kelly?
If it's not that, it's...
If it's not that, shut up.
It's
allegedly.
Kind of disappointing, be honest.
Allegedly.
Allegedly?
No. A few years ago, a guy down the street from where I live, right?
Resized your asshole as a small boy, yeah?
Unfortunately, no, I'm a little bit above his age group.
Oh, okay.
Age bracket, sorry.
Okay, age bracket.
Age bracket, no. He's much higher on the age list than I am.
Are we talking about a pedophile?
Oh, we're talking big time pedo.
Like, no. Little ass kids, teenagers.
I don't know, man, but this dude, there were like fucking 6 cop cars. On my fucking street, right?
Mm.
And this dude, they found so much fucking child porn in his house.
Really?
They took it to the fucking federal court.
Wow.
Ugh.
The state of Illinois was just like, no, thank you.
No,
was a little above our pay grade.
Was there part of you that, like, when you saw the cop cars, you were, like, a little panicked, and then you saw him walking out, you're like...
No. I didn't see anything. I saw a bunch of cops there, but I didn't know what was going on until like the day after or something. Yeah, just a bunch of fucking child porn. Like, a lot.
That's... Thank God. The one good thing the cops do is every time they catch a child predator, I clap.
There were a few, like, probably like teenage girls. I think a couple of teenage girls at the time who lived there, too.
Oh, my God. It's...
I went to Lakeland with a guy, and, like, he stopped showing up to class one day. And we were like, oh, what the fuck happened? And then I see his mugshot released 2 weeks later. He had fucking put a hidden cameras in his stepdaughter's bathroom.
Jesus Christ.
There were like 12 and 10.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
God damn.
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck. All right. Well, that took a dark turn.
Just like Dalton's dating history.
If you're lonely and single, go to goingbackdoor.com. There's a...
I love how both of us made the same face. Just,
if you're lonely, maybe don't go to goingbackdoor.com, although you should.
No, no, no.
You should go to pornhub.com
and, then
and
go
search
to,
up backdoor.
After you know you're done, go to goingbackdoor.com.
We've been thinking about
some
releasing
funnies.
Some podcasts on Pornhub.
You should fucking do it.
Just to get, because like that would be fucking funny.
Bro, like the past 2 fucking days, I've seen the same fucking video, and it's some dude playing Call of Duty Vanguard, getting like mad kill streaks. I didn't watch it, but it was there. I'm not trying to fact
My boy was already bricked up, so he couldn't watch the kill streak.
I'm not trying to watch.
We'll save that for later. But
I don't want to watch the most disappointing Call of Duty to ever be made.
I mean, come on now. What are we doing here?
War was by far the best.
You couldn't get Modern Warfare Call of Duty 3.
Oh, no, in Modern Warfare 2. Although World at War had co-op campaign. And the good dismemberment.
Yeah, how bad was Ghost?
Ghost wasn't bad. It was just boring.
It was boring? Okay. Because I had always heard it got shit on. The worst storyline
they ever made.
Okay.
It was really dumb.
And like all the newer ones, they don't even give a shit about the story anymore. So I don't... I played every single Call of Duty game up until Black Ops 2. And then I was like, oh shit, they stopped caring about the story. Fuck them.
Black Ops 3, I think, was... like the ending made no sense.
Right.
I think it was the one like the bad guy gets shot by some fucking like big ass revolver and then goes underwater, and then you and your brother barely fucking escape, and then this dude comes out like 10 minutes fucking later, and like beats the shit out of you, and like stabs you and shit and drags you off.
Yeah.
Like what the fuck?
God damn, that boy's got some ass. Wait, hold up now. I like the split shorts, Daddy.
Well, now we know Todd's in black, guys. That's cool.
I've been into black dudes. What do you mean?
Inside or just interested in?
Yes.
Gotcha. I was going to say, like, there's no way you can go into a black guy and not be into them, but, yeah, like, right? You can.
Yeah.
I was trying to make it.
Trying to think of somebody who fucked a black guy. I couldn't think of it. I'm sorry.
Some skinny bitch at fucking R. Kelly in prison.
Half of Starbucks employees.
Dude, I saw one bitch bragging about getting herpes. Shut up, bitch! I swear to God! I saw one lady bragging on Facebook about getting herpes.
Wait, what?
Some bitch on Facebook. I'm not going to say anything else about it. But she made some like stupid like story reel that was like her dancing in her car. Like, someone tried to expose me for having herpes, but I already did it myself.
Dude, I saw that. Oh my god, yeah. Dude, I can't remember who it was, but oh my god, I remember seeing that. Holy fuck.
It was the wildest thing I have ever fucking seen.
And oh my god.
It's this skinny white bitch with no ass and no titties who definitely only fucks black dudes and thinks she's black because of it. Oh fuck, it was glorious.
You just came a little bit, didn't you?
Yeah. I love when stuff comes full circle like that.
Nothing turns Todd on like herpes, you know?
or when, like, stereotypes are right, bussin'.
On-point stereotypes.
Right.
Stereotypes exist for a reason.
So, you know Mexico abolished slavery before we did, right?
That sounds like Mexico.
You know those motherfuckers were looking outside like, God damn, those fields look fun.
I'll give you an air horn on that one.
Oh, god damn.
Jesus
it.
Christ. Well, where are we? About halfway through? Or no, we're not even halfway through. We're a little over
like
halfway through.
Minutes.
Yeah, we want to go ahead and do some plugs. Let me get the music on here.
I didn't bring plugs. I brought my tunnels. But
you're such a fucking bottom.
Huh? What? You're such a fucking bottom.
All right. You can get me at RealDToddGBD on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Google, MySpace.
MySpace.
LinkedIn.
No, that sounds like something you would do.
Herpaderp. My Grindr? Foot addiction.
Find Dalton on Grindr.
Todd.
FarmersOnly.com. Black people meet.
Black people meet. Oh,
Christian mingle.
Also, check out our website, goingbackdoor.com. We've got a shop on there, GBD shop. You get t-shirts like these, hats.
They'll fit better if you order the correct size.
They will.
They actually fit the size they are listed.
They're really
made in America.
And they are good quality, too, surprisingly. Yeah, and then we've got coffee cups and all the other shit. Check out our other sponsor, Dubby. Buy that shit, w.gg, 10% off if you enter the promo code GBDPOD. Todd, you got anything?
You can follow me on Instagram at FuckToddGBD. Follow me on Twitter at FuckToddGBD. Also, coming up on the 27th, we got another show down in Crackers in Indiana. If you want to pop by, should be another great show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, also, check out the Patreon.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Patreon.com/goingbackdoorpodcast.
Give us your fucking money.
No, you got anything?
No, I don't exist.
You don't exist. No. Okay. We've got.
If you can find me, good. Just congratulations.
You can catch Noah doing stand-up at a street corner of, yeah. Yeah.
That was a great ad segment.
Can you shut up?
Hey, don't talk to my girl like that, bitch.
Bro, Dalton, who the fuck do you think you are?
I swear to God, bro. Slap the shit out of you. That. Oh, just slap the fuck out of you. Shut up. God.
The man. Nerve. The
you
fucking
have
nerve.
Gym badges to talk to her like that, sir.
Enough gym badges.
I do.
When's the last time you went to the gym?
Before I laid the pipe to your dad. What do you mean? Ooh. Yesterday. I actually went to the gym yesterday.
You went to the gym. Okay. What was the time before that?
The day before.
Okay. How many times do you go in a week?
I've been going 5 days a week.
How many of those times do you battle Pokemon?
Two.
Okay. How?
2 times a week, I get a Hitmonlee, and I challenge him to a rape fight. And then I hold him down, and I penetrate his soft little ass.
Details. It's all in the details.
Yeah, just like my tiny little dick is in his tiny little ass. Okay. Okay. So this has been a great time. I really have to piss. This.
We'll go ahead and wrap this one up, and we'll
fuck
Patreon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Well.
Yeah. Give me time to go domestically abuse my girl before we start this.
Anyways, before Todd can say anything more that'll get him in trouble with the
beat
police.
That bitch's ass. I swear to God. Fucking overhand right, check left hook, sneak back in with an uppercut, and then I hit her with a knee right to the ribs, right to the solar plexus. And then I'm gonna sweep the leg.
Dalton, you're totally in.
Sweep the leg, fall into a mount. Dalton, you look like a fucking fat seal right now. You look
right
like you're
now?
Begging for fish.
He always does.
Well, no, we can just see his entire full body, and it's a Norby on camera. Dude, black does not look good on you. You're the only person that black does not swim.
I think it looks great.
The shirt's well made. It's a good shirt.
It's
not
big.
For you, though.
It's big.
It's not for you.
The problem is. I'm going to have to give this to some other fat guy. That's a 2XL in order.
Send it to Mick. Fuck it. The artist formerly known as Mick. Send it to him.
We're going to send it to the artist.
The artist formerly known as Goldust.
Yes, exactly. We'll get into that later. Anyways, where do you think I stole that from? Anyways, thank you for tuning in.
Episode 62 of Going Back Door. If anyone's still here with us, we do love you and we do appreciate it.
I was told this was a sports podcast.
Barely.
Sort of.
Barely. It's mainly just me trying to be funny.
Love you.
Love you. Goodbye. Shut up, bitch.
Hey. Turn in the going back door. This will be the end of the episode. Part where we cut ways. And such. Dalton and Todd are extremely gay.